As we start looking at precision language, the first concept I want to talk about is what I call hot words. Now, take these two sentences as an example. The infant perished in the flames. And secondly, the baby burned to death. Now, those are both pretty grim statements, but notice how the second one impacts on you emotionally much more powerfully than the first one did. That's because the second sentence, although meaning-wise, it's identical to the first one, is packed with what I call hot words. These are words which have emotional undertones which are packed into the word itself. Let's just look at those three words to find out how they work. Infant, perish, flames. These are three words which themselves are pretty neutral in content. This is, by the way, how a lot of doctors speak, in order to keep themselves at a distance from their patients so they don't become emotionally involved in their problems. Now, on the other hand, in a second sentence, we have baby, we have burn, and we have death. These are three very heavily laden terms, which in our culture, people respond to in a very powerful way. Now, these tend to be universal hot words. In other words, in a particular culture like the Western culture of both America and Europe. Now, the interesting thing is that a lot of people have learned over time to use emotionally disengaging language in order to protect themselves from other people's reactions. The classic stereotype of this is the university professor or the scientist that is very intelligent but speaks in such alien language that no one really understands what he's talking about. Now, I don't expect you to be in that bad a shape, but at the same time, you can do a lot of things to sensitize yourself in order to begin to build an emotional vocabulary of hot words. An emotional vocabulary is important for conversational hypnosis, not just because it moves people and puts them into different states of mind, which in itself is very important, but because the emotions are all the domain of the unconscious mind. So the minute you have an emotional response from someone, you have an unconscious response, which means you can begin to utilize that in a hypnotic kind of way. So, where are you going to get your inspiration for hot words from? Well, there are many different places you can get it. The people who are particular masters at the use of hot words are people like politicians, motivational speakers, and even those teachers that inspired you to do better at school or improve yourself in some way or another. Another area in which you can really get motivation or inspiration for finding hot words, believe it or not, is in those sensationalist tabloid newspapers. Consider the following headline. Mayor is secret drug addict. Now, what makes that such a powerful headline? Well, let's look at the three hot words used there. Mayor, secret, and the phrase drug addict. A mayor is someone which, in its stereotype or archetype, is someone who's sober, who represents the values of a community, and is typically a leader within his field. Now, drug addict is emotionally laden to be completely the opposite of the experience. In other words, it's someone who's a dropout, someone who's considered to be a loser, someone who's even endangering his own and other people's health, possibly even a criminal element. So to put mayor and drug addict next to each other creates a tremendous impact because of the dissonance between the two. There's a greater contrast which makes the mayor stand out more strongly and the drug addict seem so much stronger as well. In between the two, we have the word secret. The word secret, of course, is something which piques people's curiosity, and we've been trained over time to want to discover the inner secrets. In other words, what a secret is about. The minute someone says, I have a secret, everyone seems to be interested in that. So now we have the makings of a perfect headline. We have the contrast between figure of sobriety and figure of depravity, mayor and drug addict. And in between, we have this peaking of curiosity with the word secret. Not a single word in that headline has been wasted in the way that it manipulates your emotions or gets a response out of you. So there are two things that I want you to do with hot words. The first thing is I want you to go out and discover as many different hot words that you have. So enrich your vocabulary with hot words and start using them. Start talking about babies instead of infants. Start talking about secrets instead of unknown factors. And as you're doing all this, begin to experiment with this principle of contrasting emotions. Mayor versus drug addict. Baby versus burning. Remember, baby is something which someone wants to protect and look after. Burning is all about pain and destruction. So again, the same juxtaposition, the same contrast of positions is making the statement even more powerful. This is one of the big secrets behind creating impact with people. Sometimes just offering a positive is not enough. It's offering a positive in contrast to a negative, which doubles the impact of the positive itself. So go ahead and just find your own vocabulary of hot words to start using. Embed that contrast principle in mind.